All right, we got Chris on the line from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Chris, thanks for joining us again.
No problem.
Wanted to get the little bait and knock update. Well, just in general, the Lake Michigan update. I guess if you hear anything from Big Bait and Knock or waters further south, we'd like to know about that too. But where would you like to start? You got any good news for us?
Well, I got some good catching reports. Maybe not so much for good keeping reports, but...
Okay.
The Escanaba River has been doing really good here lately for numbers of walleyes, but the vast majority of them are undersized. But, you know, if you just want to go out and catch a bunch of fish real easy, or you want to get some kids on some fish, it's been pretty good fishing in there. Just trolling small and shallow running crankbaits basically right at the mouth of the river there has been going really good. I was out there last night myself. I had a ball just fishing by myself, and I caught 30 walleyes in about 2 hours of fishing. I only had one keeper.
Wow.
But like I said, it was just kind of nonstop action there for a while, and on the ultralight gear, those little fish are a ball.
Any colors or anything working better than another?
I've got these little Fire Tiger colored Rebel Crayfish crankbait.
Oh.
A real small little itty bitty bait. It only dives down 2-3 feet, and that little bait was just on fire there last night.
Really?
Yeah, that was a good time. But any shallow running crankbait has been working good. The little floating Rapalas, F5s, F7s, F9s. Fire Tiger has been the real good color in those again, too. The little tiny Husky Jerks are always a real good one in there, too, for that. But, yeah, it's really fun, easy fishing right now.
So what would you say the average size is that you're catching in the river itself?
You get anything from 6 inches up to 14 and 7/8. There's wow. a lot of like 12 to 14-inch fish in there, though.
Now, do you think any of those are planted, or were they, you know, are they just juvenile fish that have naturally reproduced?
Yeah, they're mostly natural fish. I mean, some of them undoubtedly are probably a DNR fish from a year or two ago. It's a nice fertile spot for those fish to go and just feed up. They eat all kinds of bugs and minnows and gobies and whatnot. Especially now, the water temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s, depending on the day. So they're just cranking right now. Mostly just trolling, like I said, on the north side of the river, opposite side from the boat launch there, in like 4 to 7 feet of water. The guys that are drifting with live bait, they're sticking more on the south side of the river in the like 10 to 12 foot of water, and they're getting fish too. It sounds like on average they're maybe getting more keeper-sized fish in the mornings, mostly drifting with the live bait.
But we still got to talk about the perch fishing reports, bluegill reports, and also the salmon and brown trout. So stick around for part two with Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.